This coming Sunday, Brazilians go to the polls for the first round of a presidential election. The latest polls say the incumbent, Dilma Rousseff, and her main challenger, Marina Silva, should make it to round two. Silva is a well-known environmental activist who wasn't even a candidate for president until August. Then the race was shaken up by a plane crash that killed the Socialist Party candidate. Marina Silva was chosen to replace him, and she instantly soared in the polls. But her campaign has also sparked some skepticism, as we hear in this report from Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.
Please, lower your flags. I want to see your faces, Marina Silva said to start off a recent rally in Rio de Janeiro's rough northern periphery. Silva's campaign is based on this idea of people over politics, which begins with her own personal story. She grew up in a family of rubber tappers in the impoverished state of Acre in the Amazon, taught herself to read at the age of 16, and became a senator, an environmentalist icon. Her resilience in the face of slow-moving politicians and agribusiness now inspire hundreds of thousands of supporters. People like Luan Peixoto, who was at Silva's rally last week. He's 20 years old, black, and the son of a single teenage mother.
Only someone who has experienced hunger knows how to deal with the problem of hunger. Only someone who has been assaulted knows how to deal with the need for more security.
Peixoto thinks Silva's idea of a less partisan, more people-centered pragmatism is the answer to the corruption in Brazilian politics today. President Rousseff's Brazilian Workers' Party has been in office for 12 years, and while it says its programs have boosted some 40 million people into the middle class, it's also suffered from bribery scandals and bloated public spending. And that has helped boost Silva in the polls. But some of her supporters are growing skeptical of her tactics recently.
The way she's doing politics now, it's not at all ideological. It's totally on demand, doing whatever it takes to gather all the votes she can get, playing whichever card she can play.
Marina Mata is a human rights researcher in Rio and a longtime Silva supporter. She didn't like it when Silva started to play up her evangelical Christianity, something Silva had always assured her socially progressive supporters would not get in the way of her politics. But then Silva announced and then withdrew her support for gay marriage within 24 hours last month, apparently because an evangelical pastor objected. Mata now questions what Silva would do once in office. And although Rousseff has not come out to support gay marriage either, Mata gives the president credit for not flip-flopping on the issue. She's not sure who she'll vote for, but says it would be okay with her if the Workers' Party, or PT, wins the vote.
PT is a decadent, sold-out party, but is a historical, consistent party. It's a bit like staying on the safe side. It's like, PT is the devil you know.
There's still deep discontent with Rousseff and the ruling Workers' Party. The idea that their system funnels tax money to politicians and their allies, instead of fulfilling people's rights to quality health care and education, is what sent hundreds of thousands into the streets to protest last year. Mata traces some of that discontent back to the promises made by Rousseff's predecessor, former president Lula da Silva.
You know, there are interviews of Lula saying that we want to turn each Brazilian into a consumer. So how left is that? How rights-based is that? You know, if the main right you have is buying, having a flat screen and your kid is still playing in the sewage.
And so Brazilians' exasperation with the status quo and insistence on a social services-oriented government have produced an election that's not about choosing between left and right. It's about what kind of left-leaning democracy voters want Brazil to be, and whether future battles will be fought inside or out of the dynastic Workers' Party. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.